Shande paroda gatalia. Kento liberodia kotos of agatel. Mento varadaste, verodiste, viradago peronana natalazo veradede. Would you lift your hands with me, everybody? Bless the Lord. Give him praise. Father, we honor you tonight. Thank you for what you are about to do. Thank you for day one, day two, I believe. Is it a day three? The second day. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Please, would you celebrate Apostle Aaron and the First Lady. God bless you. What a word. You know, every time I come here, God puts something in my heart and he begins to share it. Every time. Tonight, my assignment is simple, to bring you to a point of prayer. You see, people have prayer points, but they don't get to that point of prayer. There's something called the point of prayer. You see, people stone heaven with prayers. And the reason why they are not answered is because you've not gotten to the point of prayer. And worship is that gateway. And there's a procession. Paul said, I will sing in tongues. Then I will sing in understanding. Jesus was talking to the woman by the well in John 4:24. He said, God is spirit. Not God is can be a spirit. God is essentially a spirit. He became a man, but he's not a man, sir. He's a spirit. And those who must worship, we have to go in the progression and procession and protocol of the spirit to worship in spirit. Then when your understanding is enlightened, then you sing in truth. So worship starts from the spirit. That's a progression. We don't come with words first. We don't come with songs. We go with our spirit. Is somebody catching it? Tonight the procession is to lift up our hands and sing in the Holy Ghost. Yes. Don't say any words yet. For these people honor me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. Forget words. They don't speak English in heaven, sir. It's father to child, spirit to spirit. The language of heaven is spirit. Can you sing in the Holy Ghost? Yes, yes. Sila barada copero di etelie. Let it rise. Let your worship rise. Keto perandia natalia. Osene berandia cote. Esene berodia nano. Yes, yes. Let it rise. Cote la paradia cote. This is not for a want of a song. It's that God is spirit. I don't know yet what I ought to say, like I ought to. So I will engage my spirit to go where words cannot go. Because how much word do you say before the word himself? I said, how much word do you have to say standing before the word? Echo Maranatha is past your reasoning. Somebody bless him. Eteleperiana Copella. Yes, yes, yes. We worship you, Jesus. You are worthy. I enter the Holy of Holies. Now this song does not mean I'm just entering a place. My spirit is already at the right hand of the Father, but my mind does not go there every time. So what I'm doing is to align my mind to where my spirit is right now. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I have a place at the altar. I have a place before the Father. So I come as a king and priest to worship you only. I enter to honor. leave my pain behind and I enter the Holy of Holies. I leave disappointment behind. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I leave my weakness behind, standing as the righteousness of Jesus. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor you. Somebody enter. I said I enter. The Holy of Holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. It's a Paranaka. But this is Zion. I enter to worship you only. I enter to honor you. Lord, I will help you. I will serve you, Lord. I will serve you. I will.
I will serve you.
For your name is holy. Blessed Adam, root of Jesse. You are eminently glorious, immaculately beautiful. I could go on and on, on and on, but my words are not enough. My vocabulary is the only one. Permit me to cry Iba.
Yeah, come on.
yourself. Your name stands above them all. Your name is the highest.
Your name is the greatest. Your name
stands above them all.
Oh,
power!
Oh, power!
And power!
Lift your hands, cry out to him one more time. Holy.
Lift your hands and cry out, for you are
glorious.
He is heaven to be praised.
You are the
Lord. The King of Zion, Yada Lord, Yahweh. Sing it one more time, Yada Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God. We are almost there. You are the mighty God. For we have not come to a man that can be touched. We have come to Zion, the city of the living God. We have come to innumerable company of angels. We have come to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. We have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. We have come to the church of the firstborn. We have come to the spirit of just men made perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Zion. You are now face to face with your Father. There are possibilities in this realm. There are possibilities in this realm. This is where Simon becomes Peter. This is where Jacob becomes Israel. This is where Abraham becomes Abraham. This is where Saul becomes Paul.
Sing it one more time. Lift your hands and say, Dimos Ibinigwe.
Dimos Ibinigwe. Hanasi Hallelujah. Hanasi Hallelujah.
Jehovah. Say, I have more than 8 minutes. Less than 8 minutes. One of the days I was journeying in the spirit, and the Lord said to me, do you know where you are right now? He said, this was the same place we made Adam. He said, this is that point of creation. And we did not make a baby Adam. Because here, there is no time. And because there is no time, there is no process. Set number two, we made him in our own image. So whatever you lost in time, step into this place and recover. Oh, you didn't get that. Whatever was lost in time can be recovered out of time. This is eternity. The currency here is not time. The currency here is moment, moment, moment in the moment. Anything can happen. Whatever you lost in time, you are now in eternity. You can recover. You can, my God. He said, for there was no man to cry, restore, restore. Whatever you lost in time, you can reach. My God, you can press effort setting. You can press reset. You can press restore. Whatever you lost in time, you can recover out of time. Everything that must come back to life. That's how I go from glory to glory. Just like in the beginning, where I was before you formed me, in the place of koinonia, your day will end. Lift your hands, just breathe your name. Let your living waters flow out of me. Let your Holy Spirit overshadow me. Hey! As it was in the beginning, so let it be now. I am the city. The city of God, meet me up here. Oh, let your living waters say, flow out of me. Let your Holy Spirit overshadow me. As it was in the beginning, so let it be now. I am the city. Say it one more time. Let your living word awesome. Let it flow out of me. Let it flow out of me. Let your Holy Spirit overshadow me. Overshadow me. As it was in the beginning, so let it be. Say, I am the city.
I am the city.
Cry out. Be damned, it's no more.
Be damned, it's no more.
I am the city of God.
I am the city of God.
I bring heaven.
I bring heaven.
You don't understand.
Heavenly
man. Ay, 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 ay. Be damned, it's no more.
Be damned, it's no more.
I am the potter of God.
I am the city of God.
I bring heaven.
I bring heaven.
Can you take the next 30 seconds and call those things that peanut has done the work? Somebody plant yourself in 2025 and you create. Can you build up your edifice? Can you create to have the same right to him as it was in the beginning? It was in the beginning. You can create. You can shift. You can align. You can arrange. You can cause things to grow. You can cause things to out. Just like it was in the beginning. My God, we are the co-creators. We are the co-creators. When he made you, he said, let us make man in our own image, according to our own likeness, and let them have dominion. Can you take your dominion and create your future? Create your future. Break it up, break it up. My God, Apostle. Dawned on me that God did not have to plant. He called them up. Go check Genesis 1. He called them out. Starting from light. B. Simple statement. Light. B. and there was light. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me. Dunce, you are a co-creator. You can create your future now. Now, not tomorrow. You can arrange things in your... You can remove what you don't want. Hey, hey. This is a well-taught church. You can remove... You can look at your natural lineage and say, no. Every man according to his own mother. First, the first Adam. I came in the order of the second Adam. Every man according to his own order. You can recreate your world now. You can recreate, my God. Because Eden is no more a place. You are now the portal. You are now the city. What is in heaven, you can bring it here. For thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You better open your mouth. Remove what you don't. That's the reason of worship. It brings us to the point of prayer where you can create your future. Create, my God, my God, my God, my God. It doesn't have, there must not be an accident before you can create. You can call anything out. You can call your marriage. You can call your babies. You can call your job. You can call your company. They have ears, they will hear. There's a river inside of me that is a shout.
Even if there's no more a place, I am the city of God. I bring heaven,
there's a river inside of me. Break it down. Apostle, I realize that I actually do not need anyone. How shall this thing be, seeing that I know no man? How shall this thing be, seeing that I have no connection, sir? You don't need connection. No. What you need is the Holy Ghost. Hello, sir. You need a partner with God. Anything you do with God, you didn't get that. With God, all you need to do is involve God. God is a partner that can never fail. With God, don't start that business alone. Start with God. I know I'm limited, but I carry the unlimited one inside of me. With God, with God. With God, with God, for in the days of your power, people shall be willing, and the power is resident in the Holy Ghost, because I don't find any doubt. My time is up. What is this? Say it again. Say, I know my man. Say, as the river flows, it begins to. That's it, that's it. The river of the living. Say, as the river flows, it begins to. There's a river inside of me that is able. Can you rearrange your destiny?
today.
Church, my God, I'm hearing scriptures. He who hears you, hears me. He who hears you, hears me. What you say is that Jesus is speaking, as it was in the beginning. I can change my destiny. We all have the same destiny in Christ. There's a river inside.
Break it up.
I am the city of God.
I call this life early ministry. That's why we can't run any nation down. I never confer with flesh and blood. Anywhere the Lord sends me, I just move. It's not possible. I don't know what that means. The one who sent me says, go. We can enter anywhere. If you get this, you will stop looking for men. Because in the order of the Creator, men will come. Pastor here, the Lord told me many years ago, He said, you will not go anywhere. You will stay here. And like it, never forget this. The presence of God is the center of gravity. It pulls anything to you. I said the presence of God is the center of gravity. That I can't pull anything from anywhere. That's why after any program we do, after any hard morning, I run home immediately because I know where He spoke. I'm going back to that spot. Because with God, sir, how shall this thing be? Stop looking. This is what you need in 2025. The Holy Ghost. I said the Holy Ghost is enough for you. It will bring the right man. Bring the right connection. So I have seen Ravens feed though. Ravens have, they have brought food many times. We go into nations without money. In fact, that's how I know God is sending me. At the time God says go, there will be no cash. I said, this is the litmus test that we are sent. And as we go, as we go, how did Peter find fish in the mouth, find money in the mouth of a fish? I don't know. But he said, go to any river, sir. Just the first fish. Open the mouth. Don't even kill the fish. Don't waste destiny. Just remove coin and come back. Come and pay. I am telling you, if you sit down with the Holy Ghost, it will plot your destiny. They will tell you, come and do this. They say, it's not time. They say, how? Say, I know. I checked the manuscript the last time. They said, it's not yet time. Come back in 2027. I will do that business. But for now, he said, I shouldn't do it. So what are you supposed to do? This is what I'm supposed to do. Because I sat down with someone. You see what apostle taught tonight about ministry to the Lord. That's where secrets are. Always get to the point of prayer. Leave your prayer point. You don't even know what you ought to pray as you ought to. Forget it. In your best. Romans 8:26. For we do not know how we ought to pray, because what you are targeting is not the root of the matter. I was ministering to someone recently. They are facing a battle in their family. I said, no, you are praying the wrong prayer. I said, pray for the head of the house to be born again, and all these battles will go. I said, we need to get to the root and not deal with leaves and fruit. So you don't know how you ought to pray like you ought to. That's why you've been beating the air. But when you sit down with the Holy Ghost, it tells you exactly what to do. Exactly. It may be the next 3 months of 2025. It's not for you to go anywhere. He said it's a technology in the spirit. Because the labor of fools. In the kingdom, we gain speed by waiting. What I want to give to you, it's around June. But you need stamina from January, February, March. I want to show you things so that you can apprehend. And they will ask you, how come you got it quickly? Said the Lord my God brought it to me quickly. I know a Sansa. He works only twice a week.
You didn't get that.
I know a maritime lawyer. He's a pastor. He works only twice a week. And he's stinkingly rich. There are days you can't call his phone. You can't even get him. He's with the Lord. Can you see that? The labor of fools. It's not like they don't labor. So what qualifies them as a fool? They don't know how. How? How is what you came to learn. This conference is to show you how. How to enter the city. It's not by beating, because you can stay all night and catch nothing. And you can come at the wrong time. And the master can come at the wrong time and say, now launch into the deep. Sir, fishes are sleeping now. I said, launch. Okay, at your word. In fact, they were disobedient. He said, spread your nets. They released one net until it started breaking. Launch now. What you need is not people, sir. I'm telling you, this church is too blessed. These are people who will take over. But this is the manuscript that you sit with the Lord. You build up like the eagles so that you can gain and say, Eden is no more a place. Hello, sir. They said, there's a problem in your office. He said, I have the solution. They said, are you sure? I said, I have. Not like you have it in me, but hello, sir. He said, do not think about what to say. He said, I will put words in your mouth. You get there with this mentality. And what they couldn't see, you start to fix it. They said, how? He said, there's a spirit in man. Hello, sir. There's a spirit in man. The Michael Faradays of this world were Christians. There's a spirit in man. And you know what to read. You know what course to do. People who invested in dollars in 2020, 2019, like they knew what was coming. I know a friend who changed all his money to dollars 2019. And then, and he started investing in Naira. What to do? That is what you came here for. My assignment tonight is to re-emphasize what apostles have been preaching. That you get to a point where you begin to write, you know what will happen. See, we know what will happen. Some of us already sit, we're already in 2025. My 2025 is not starting in January. It has started dating. I walk into January knowing exactly where to knock. And I'm not just speaking prophetic. I'm telling you experientially that I have the manuscript and template for 2025. I know exactly where to go, what not to do, where to invest my strength, what to shun away from, things to attend to, because of this secret you learned tonight. That you build up to a point. We don't have prayer points. Ask people who do business with God. They don't have prayer points. We go to God and He drops what to pray. And we know by the time we begin to add 1 + 1 together, God, and everybody is looking at you, move now. Then January. In January, you may decide to start a retreat because He said so. Retreat, and this retreat is not to pray, it's to download. This is how to do business. I hope you know that every business principle is in the word. I said, I hope you know that every business principle is in the word. Do this. That's why I said, whatever he sells, whatever he does, even if he decides to sell sand, it will sell. Sell water, it will sell. Water. Relocate now to Kenya. Say, Kenya. And as you get there, the Lord begins to show you, because He's raising you as a kingdom financier. Your business in Kenya may not be for more than 1 year, just to harvest, because other people have labored. You have now entered. I wish they taught me this early. Because most of these things, I stumbled into them. I wish I knew this when I was 20. I would have done terrible things. Our fathers knew this. Bishop Oyedepo was already shaking the world, shaking Nigeria at 22. You are late. You will get that later. I wish we knew this. How to do business with God. That there is something you can catch now that will shift your life forever. Now. And then now we can pray in tongues. In their days we couldn't. If you pray in tongues, you were, my father and his team, were, they were sent away from a church because they brought in the Holy Ghost. They expelled them. They, as they literally expelled them. What I'm teaching my children now. They expelled them at their 40s. That they were disturbing the order of service by praying in the Holy Ghost. You now have that same spirit in you. And you think it's for asking for house rent. You a co-creator. God is depending on you to bring things here. Now, a co-creator. You are looking for a job. When you are a job you know, reboot camp is always for me. You don't know. I come here, I'm just like, okay. So God, you said this. Okay, you have said it. Okay, you're just confirming things for next year. I'm telling you, for people who just think it's just to shout, yeah, God, let something enter your spirit. That you don't live here the same way. You are not too young to shake the world. You are not too... At what age? At 12, Jesus was already commanding things in the temple. At 12. 12. 12. When we were using... You know what you did at 12? Some of us were wearing boxers around the neighborhood. At 12, no direction. At 12, your Lord and Master was already in command in the temple. He said, do not disturb me. I'm about my father's business. At 12, there was a sense of purpose. At 20, at 25, you can shift your world. You are not too small. The world is waiting for the manifestations of the sons. I said, of the sons, for it shall come to pass in the last days that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. He says, the way I'm going to start is with the youth. Sons and daughters will prophesy. They will take the bull by the horn. And they will shift things. That's why there is a rise in fintech. But where are the kingdom giants? It's time to take over. It's time to take your place. Eden is no more your place. I wrote this song and I began to learn it after we released it. Even me, I went to the school. Because it was a spontaneous sound right on the spot while we were recording. And the Lord had to take me on a journey to learn it myself. So one of my greatest gifts is to always be calm and still. Because I need to be calm. There's a way you dress when you know who you are. That's why I love Apostle. He knows who he is. There's a way he carries himself. No, this is not human worship. I'm telling you the truth. He knows. He knows. You must know. Why you are in that office, you must know. Say, my time here is 3 years. Say, I said, I came here to learn some few things. We are going to own this place later. We are coming back to buy it. This is how to talk. Lift your hands and give me praise. My God. Thank you, Father. What a night. I am so blessed. So blessed. So blessed. Thank you, Father. Can we just rejoice in 3 minutes? Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. I am. Everybody say,
this is my story.
God's will come, come, come. come. Please help me give God's will a mic. Asha. I'm so testify, brother. Asha.
This is my story.
So
breakfast, it was rainless.
Then it turned to fire.
I worship
fire.
This is one of time. Everyone say, Judah, Judah,
Judah, Judah, hey, Judah, Judah.
I will let them know.
go. But you guys kept pulling. CCI, you thought your sin grew. And people limit growth to numerical growth. Zechariah 2:4-5 said, run and say to that young man, before he misses what I'm saying, run to him, tell him to calm down. Say, run and say to that young man, Jerusalem, CCI, shall be inhabited. You see, people think we've been playing and been joking, dancing and shouting. You don't know that's the most dangerous realm of God. It's only with joy you can draw. Joy is a fetcher, sir. CCI shall be, oh Lord. CCI shall be inhabited as towns without walls. Guess what? Guess what he's saying? He said because of the quality of men. It's not just numbers. He said, I am bringing men. I'm raising men. He's not bringing, see, he's not importing anybody. He's talking about you. He says there's a level you will, mark this word. Mark this what I'm saying. God will so raise people in this church. I hope you know I don't just sing. Because of the multitude of men and resources, sir. For I, says the Lord, not an angel, will be a wall. Do you know what it means, a wall of fire? Fire expands, sir. I said fire expands. Have you seen fire burn before? It keeps spreading. Will be a wall of fire all around her. And a glory. 2025. As I stood on stage, I started hearing fintech. Watch out for men that God will raise in this church. You see, this thing we did tonight that you thought it was a joke, saying Judah, you thought it was a joke. You just programmed your destiny. Mark my words. Oh. I say this because I have liberty to talk here. You will see what the Lord will do with you. The growth I'm seeing, sir, is not numerical strength. No, no. The growth coming to CCI is not, mark what I'm saying. Numerical strength is, that's normal. I said quality men, sir. Sisters, you better look well. I don't look at what they are wearing. Because in the next 6 months, some people will metamorphose. They will change state. Write these words down. I stand before a man himself. These words I'm saying, they are true. You will see what God will do with seemingly unlikely guys. God will please believe the word. Don't believe me, just believe the Lord. This conference was strategically put in place. In fact, some of you, God set you up because he wants to bring you to a state of metamorphosis. You are changing. In the next 6 months, write these words down. 6 months, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The kind of resources that will be in your hands, sir, because of the men God will raise in this church. Write what I'm saying now. If I be a man of God, and if this is the voice of God, you will see how wealth will come in. God will raise men here. Please believe this word. I'm telling you, I'm not blabbing. I'm telling you the words of Jehovah. He will raise men here. So don't joke with your thought. Because God will be dropping things in your heart that will produce hastily, rapidly. Write it down. This praise that we did, it will... If I were you, I will start rejoicing from now.